Once upon a time, there was a little kid named Gordon.
Gordon?
Yes. And Gordon was the biggest kid.
I was about to say was the shortest kid in the world.
No, he was just the biggest kid in his playground. Not a particularly ridiculously big kid. Just at his school, in his playground, he was the big kid. Now, Gordon...
Was he mean?
Was unfortunately a bit of a mean kid. He could have used his bigness to watch out for the other little kids, or to help people pick things out of trees or whatever. But instead, he used it to boss kids around. He bossed all the kids around.
But they're the same age, right?
They're all the same age, but they all did what Gordon said. They were... well, it was...
playground, so...
Gordon was 12.
Whoa!
And he went to, like, a primary school, so all the other kids were...
Tell me, you're tickling.
12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Not one.
Blast off. So, yeah, he got all the kids to do whatever he wanted. And he would tell them all, go get me a ball. And then he said, okay, now take the ball and throw it at my bat. And then he'd tell other kids, swing my bat. And then...
they said back.
Like, it's good, I got a home run. Now get out of the way so I can slowly walk around the bases. And nobody gets me out.
Feels good, 'cause I'm...
So, he got everything he wanted, and when he played jacks, he said, okay, I only have to pick up the ball, and I win. And they're like, what the heck? So, everybody did what he said, because he was big, and he bossed them around, and he ran the show. No one would dare say anything to Gordon. Gordon was the biggest, and they assumed that Gordon would beat him up.
But what if he was nice?
And he wasn't nice. They knew that.
I know. What if he was about to change of heart?
But one day, a new kid came to class, came to school. Gordon said, all right, here's the deal. Plan tag. I'm it. And
you're all the scrunches.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk around and tag each one of you.
Just stand still.
And then you gotta freeze tag. And then someone has to go get me a donut.
I'm sorry.
And the new kid was like, what? No. Tag, you're it. He's like, what? No. You're it. And he's like, whatever. And Gordon thought, who's this kid? Who's he think he is? Do you know who I am? I'm Gordon, king of the whole schoolyard. And the kid's like, yeah, whatever. I'm Jeffrey, king of the whole world, whatever. And Gordon's like, you are not. And, of course, Jeffrey says, yeah, prove it. Gordon did not know what to do. All the kids were looking at Gordon like, what's going on here? Somebody's standing up to Gordon. And then the kid goes, all right, I'm going to go play basketball. Who's coming with me? Gordon said, nobody moves. And Jeffrey said, or else what? Who's coming with me? Basketball, anyone? And he grabbed a basketball and shot some hoops. And then he passed it to one kid, and the kid passed it back. And then he passed it to another kid, and Gordon said, "All right, you don't pass that back. If you pass that back, well, I'll, you know what?" And Jeffrey goes, "What?" Well, he goes, "He knows." And Jeffrey's like, "Well, what are you going to do?" So the kid passed it back to Jeffrey. He goes, "All right." And he walks over to him, and he's pounding his fist into his hand. And the kid's like, "Oh, no, Jordan's going to hit me." And Jeffrey goes, "Whatever. Let's play basketball. He's not going to hit anyone." Sure enough, Gordon didn't hit the kid. He didn't hit any kids.
I like Jeffrey.
And so...
Nice.
And so all the other kids came and started playing basketball. And they were all having fun and whatever. And they said, "What do we do next, Jeffrey?" And Jeffrey said, "I don't know. Do whatever you want." And they're like, "What?" And one kid said, "I want to play Foursquare." And Jeffrey said, "I'm not that into Foursquare, but if you want to play it, have at it." So two other kids said, "We want to play Foursquare too." And so then they all played Foursquare together. Then some other kids went and played soccer, and some other kids just skipped in the leaves. All the kids did whatever the heck they wanted. And there was Gordon, sitting, having lost his entire kingdom to this new Jeffrey. Gordon was so angry. And then Jeffrey went up to him and he said, "Hey, Gordon, what do you want to do?" And Gordon said, "I want to punch you in the face." And Jeffrey said, "Really? I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound like fun to me. What else do you want to do? How about some basketball? You're a tall kid. Probably pretty good at it." And Jeffrey's like, "I don't know."
Jeffrey?
Gordon's like, "I don't know." So they started playing. Sure enough, Gordon was pretty good at basketball. And he and Jeffrey played every
recess
for the next couple of months. They became really good friends. Gordon never felt the need to boss anyone around ever again. And then he and Jeffrey joined the basketball team and became basketball stars of the whole school, and everybody liked them, not because they feared him, just because he was great at what he did. And he decided, "I'm going to be a nice guy now." So he was, and guess what? Everybody forgave him. That was the nicest part of the whole deal, is that no one held a grudge at Gordon. They just knew that he didn't know how to act. Didn't know how to deal with being the biggest kid. And now he did. He put it to good use. The end.
Mama did a good job on the back of your neck.
Did you?
Yep.